You're listening to New Technia. A galaxy mapping instrument found the chemical remains of shattered exoplanets. DESI spectra exposed rocky planetary debris falling onto 12 white dwarfs, including two systems with possible water-rich material. The result shows an instrument built for cosmology can compare the ingredients of distant worlds, but only six systems supported detailed reconstruction and the water evidence remains indirect. An instrument built to chart the expansion of the universe has performed a different kind of cosmic investigation, a chemical autopsy of rocky worlds destroyed around dead stars. Astronomers used the Dark Energy Spectroscopic Instrument, or DESI, to identify the ingredients of planetary debris falling onto 12 white dwarfs. The 30-second summary. What happened? Researchers examined 12 unusually metal-rich white dwarfs in DESI's first public data release and detected between 3 and 10 elements in each spectrum. Why does it matter? The debris offers one of astronomy's few ways to estimate the bulk composition of rocky bodies outside our solar system, not merely their atmospheres. What is the catch? Only six stars supported detailed reconstruction. Two showed chemistry consistent with water-rich parent bodies, but this is indirect evidence, not a detection of water on an intact planet. Key number. DESI revealed 3 to 10 heavy elements in each of 12 polluted white dwarfs, but only 6 spectra were detailed enough for a fuller compositional analysis. Why are dead stars useful to planetary detectives? A white dwarf is the compact remnant left after a sun-like star exhausts its fuel and sheds its outer layers. Its intense gravity can tear apart asteroids, moons, or fragments of planets that wander too close. Some of that rubble then falls into the star's atmosphere. Elements such as oxygen, magnesium, silicon, calcium, and iron should sink rapidly below a white dwarf's visible surface. When astronomers see them in its spectrum, the most plausible explanation is recent or continuing accretion of planetary debris. That turns the stellar atmosphere into a temporary display case for material that once belonged to another world. What did DESI actually find? In the peer-reviewed study in Monthly Notices of the Royal Astronomical Society, the team selected 12 exceptionally metal-enriched white dwarfs from DESI Data Release 1. Across the sample, their chemistry broadly resembled familiar inner solar system material, including primitive meteorites, processed rocky material, and possible fragments of planetary cores. Six systems provided sufficiently clean measurements for a closer reconstruction. Four parent bodies looked predominantly dry and rocky. Two contained excess oxygen compatible with oxides and potentially with planetesimals that once held substantial water. The careful word is compatible. Other chemical histories can influence oxygen budgets, and the original bodies no longer exist as observable intact planets. How did a dark energy survey become an exoplanet tool? DESI sits on the Mayall telescope in Arizona and normally collects thousands of spectra at once to map galaxies and quasars. During conditions that are less useful for its main cosmology targets, the collaboration can point spare observing capacity toward objects in our own galaxy. White dwarfs became a valuable side program rather than unused telescope time. A spectrum separates light into wavelengths. Each element leaves a recognizable pattern of absorption lines, allowing researchers to estimate which atoms are present and in what abundance. The official DR1 archive makes that large survey available for further searches, while the authors note that more than 1,750 debris accreting white dwarfs are known and only a few dozen currently permit detailed abundance work. Before we overstate the result, the sample contains 12 extreme, deliberately selected stars, not a representative census of planetary systems. Detailed compositions were possible for only six systems, so the dry versus water-rich split should not be generalized to all rocky exoplanets. The method reconstructs destroyed parent bodies from material mixed into a star's atmosphere. It does not image the bodies, prove that they were planets, or directly detect oceans. What happens next? The immediate opportunity is scale. DESI has observed many more white dwarfs than the 12 used here, and its continuing archive can identify the unusually enriched targets worth follow-up with higher resolution. Telescopes. Larger samples could reveal whether the building blocks familiar from Mercury, Earth, Mars, and meteorites are typical across the galaxy. Nuke Naya's reading is that the instrument's unexpected second job matters as much as the two tentative water-rich cases. A survey designed for one of cosmology's largest questions is also producing raw material for comparative planetary geology. The result does not deliver a second Earth, but it makes the ingredients of distant rocky worlds measurable in a way that few other techniques can. The takeaway. DESI has turned the polluted atmospheres of dead stars into records of vanished planetary bodies. The first 12 examples suggest recognizable rocky chemistry and two intriguing oxygen-rich cases. The next test is whether a much larger, less selective sample tells the same story. Read the full article at newtacnia.com.